My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Happy holidays from Genesis. Experience the Genesis signature event and discover the details that make the holidays and the Genesis GV80 special. Featuring available full grain, soft Napa leather seats with unique diamond pattern stitching that bring you luxury style, comfort, and sophistication. Working in fashion for many years, I truly understand the importance of high-quality materials, and the seats in the Genesis GV80 are so incredibly comfortable. Customizable ambient interior lighting lets you select from 10 levels of brightness and a nearly infinite number of colors to express your current mood. Nothing works better to soothe my traffic anxiety than setting the GV80 to a soft, warm light that's calming and comforting. So what are you waiting for? Light up the holidays with the gift of a new Genesis at the Genesis Signature event. So go ahead, take a close look at the Genesis GV80, and you'll truly see Lux is in the details. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe, and you're listening to Climbing in Heels. This show is all about celebrating the most extraordinary superwomen who will be sharing their incredible journeys to the top, all while staying glamorous. Today with me, I'm joined by Jamie Sherrill, professionally known as Nurse Jamie. She's everyone's favorite celebrity skin expert, television executive producer, and reality television personality. Jamie is responsible for some of the most beautiful faces in Hollywood, and she's expanded her career and created incredible beauty tools, I use them all, and products. From being a flight attendant and house cleaner to winning the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right, Jamie's story is so much fun, and she is so wonderful. So let's get right into it. Her story is awesome. So I know that you grew up in Indiana. And
yes,
like, I want to know, what was Jamie in Indiana? Like, were you a good student, by the way? We didn't talk about that because I already kind of know the answer, but I'm just going to ask you anyway. Were you a good student?
I mean, I think I was an okay student. I think I was okay. I was good enough. Like, I never really studied, but I always did okay on tests. So I have a really, really good memory, but I'm not great at studying and doing things I don't want to do. So
I don't know. I don't know anyone like that. I don't relate to that at all. At all. Common thread. Not good. I'm not good at anything that I don't like to do. That's the reality. Okay. So in Indiana, do you go to college? Did we go to college?
Yes.
We did go to college.
I went to college. I always had a million jobs because I grew up on a farm, and like, my closest neighbor when I grew up was 5 miles away. Now I still actually have that farm, but it is, I inherited it from my parents, but it is now, the closest neighbor is about a mile and a half away. So it's out there.
So Nurse Jamie, I just want to rewind, grew up on a farm in Indiana. So, and like a humble, yeah, like very, like,
yes.
So did you get,
but,
like,
you know, here's,
do you get milk from cows and like eggs from chickens?
No, we didn't have dairy. We had beef cattle, but yeah, we had cows. Dairy is a whole different thing, but yeah, we had beef, but, I got to tell you, I got liposuction when I was 17 years old. My parents never knew. I actually told my Mom, like they passed out these credit card applications. I don't know if they still do that. Hopefully they don't. But I lied on the application like it was a senior year and they passed out these credit card applications. And so I don't know. I'd read about liposuction in a magazine and decided it was for me. Like I was just always into procedures. I know this is crazy. This is a terrible story. Don't do this.
No, no. It's actually a great story because I really think it's important to kind of like talk very openly about, because this informs very much how you got here. So, I mean, 17 years old, at 17 years old, I was making out with boys in hallways and like hoping I got
and
into
I'm
college.
Liposuction.
Right. And that's why I think that's so interesting because that's daring.
My parents never knew. I drove to Indianapolis and I stayed with Tina Reynolds 2 days later, you know, and I had to wear all those compression garments and
yes.
all this stuff. I actually just paid that credit card bill off a couple of years ago because, you know, the interest rate. But it was like, I can't believe they did that.
I was going to ask you, how did you pay for it? How'd you pay for
liposuction? They passed out these credit card applications. They give new credit to. I actually lied. I was 17, lied and said I was 18. And nobody really checked it. And I got lipo. So I don't know. Just goes to tell you.
I am dead. So that is how it all started. Okay. So you're 17, you got liposuction, which by the way, is not a nothing thing from what I understand. It's like a big deal, right?
No. Yeah. It actually was not a good procedure, but it was, did not need it. It's really hard to lipo in the legs. I've had to do many procedures to try to correct it. So that would be another thing I'd tell people not to do. Yeah. It was just like the start of the interest into the cosmetic world.
Sure.
So, yeah. Then I started working. Yeah, go on.
No, go ahead. Then you started working.
Yeah, I started working for, again, kind of the interest without having the money. So I started working for a group of derms and plastic surgeons in Indianapolis when I was going to school at Ball State.
Yep.
And then I started off pre-med, actually, and then it was just so much reading. So I literally went to nursing school and it was literally, I didn't even have to crack a book. It was like, kind of like I coasted through that. And I did, I loved doing the procedures. It was a Coherent Laser Company, which is no longer in existence, but now they're owned by Luminous and it's one of the largest laser companies. And I learned so much about lasers because we wrote the manuals for them. I mean, so it was a great, and this is like a long time ago. This is like in the 1940s when the earth cooled. So I knew lasers before they were cool, you know? So it was a long, long time ago.
Wait, I'm dead. So, but by the way, this is what you call on the job training. Like it wasn't like, right. Oh, I'm going to this school. I'm going to that school. I want to learn this and get certified in that. It's like, you literally were like, this is my passion. I'm obsessed with this. And I want to do this. And you obviously have a gift for it. You know, it's not, I think in the world of dermatology, like, of course, there's so many people that are certified in this and went to Harvard and this and that and the other thing. But like at the end of the day, I actually think that the best ones are the ones that are actually artists and look at the face. Like, you know, people say, oh, what does Jamie do for you? And I always answer, I have actually no idea. She just looks at me and we talk and she does things. And they're like, have you done this laser? I'm like, I don't know. I literally don't know. So I think, and you know, I also want to say for my listeners that there are a few faces, very few, that you have not touched in one way or another in Hollywood, I would like to say. And that, you know, if you go to Nurse Jamie's office in Brentwood, it's like you just don't know. She's very private with her clients, so you don't know who's leaving and going, but it's always someone really good. It's always someone really good. And she doesn't tell because it's doctor-patient confidentiality. Nurse-patient doctor confidentiality.
That's right.
Confidentiality. But then what happens?
Red carpet looks,
Then what happens? So you go and you do all these things. You learn, you get lipo like a lunatic at 17. And then you work at a derm and you start telling people, like, you have the gift of being like, you need this, you need this. I think you should do this. Why wouldn't you do this? And you are very fearless, right? You are fearless. You.
Well, what happened was, like, this is a long time ago, right? So this is like
times are
25 years ago, yeah. Or I can't even remember. I've lost track of time, but it's a long time ago. And I wasn't licensed to do things, but they called me into the back office because I was just so great with the patients.
Right.
And they said, and I started telling people up front, you know, oh, well, I think you should, like, filler was out, but it was called Zyplas and Zyderm, and Botox had just started and different things. And I would tell people what to do. And then it got to be where I started pointing out to the doctors, I'd say, okay, you know, they should do a little here, this side, you know, this lip is a little lower. Mm-hmm. And then patients it just kind of was like a slow transition from me. Then they wouldn't even book unless I was there and to say where it should go. And then,
well, also I think probably because they were all men, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think, that's not always the case, but yeah.
No, at the time, yes, the office you're working in was all men. And I think that, like, as a woman, I think, you know,
there's just a comfortability and
a trust
and
in
plus,
a woman.
You know, I had nothing to gain financially, you know, right. I made the same hourly rate, sure. You know, whether it was, and so I think there was like a trust and a comfortability, and then people started requesting me. And at that time, as long as you worked under the umbrella of a physician, like, you could do things. And lasers had just come out. It was like the internet, you know, it was the wild, wild west. So there really weren't like requirements like there are today, because mm-hmm. I am licensed now. But at the time, a long time ago when it first came out, like, I just wasn't. As long as you worked under the umbrella of a physician, it was, I guess I was certified at the time because I met that requirement at that time, but it was basically just on the job training.
So when did you say, like, I'm good, I know how to do this, I'm great at this, this is my gift, I'm going on my own?
You know, basically what happened is they changed the law. So I went to the doctor that I work for. I was making so much money for him. He basically paid for me to go to school. But then sadly, I guess for him, the day I graduated, I basically went to California, because I have to rewind a little bit. I always had several jobs. Like, I cleaned houses. I was a flight attendant, because, like, I'm from the middle
of nowhere.
Oh my God,
I can see that. I could totally see
I was
you.
A flight attendant.
And I bet you were so
and
good
I
at
watched,
it.
And I watched The Price is Right in college. Like, me and my roommates, we'd watch every day, right? And we'd fight over whose yogurt it was in the refrigerator and sit down and watch the show. Well, of course, my very first layover, my very first time in California, I had 12 hours in California. And I had a layover here. And of course, I begged everybody. We were on like an L10 crew. So there's 12 of us. And I asked everybody to go to The Price is Right with me. And you had to get up in line at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, we have 12 hours here. There's no way we're getting up. And I was like, I'm going. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'm going to The Price is Right. So I went and I won the showcase showdown. So I won the whole enchilada. I won the Klondike bars, the luggage, the trip to Italy, a moped. I won everything. So
how did I not know this about you? How this is the best thing ever. Okay. Go
I'll
on.
Have to send you my video.
This is really the greatest thing ever. Okay. Okay. Keep going. I am literally riveted right now. Okay, tell me.
Yes. So I was like, I stayed at the Renaissance Hotel, which is still here to this day.
Yep.
I went to get a Diet Coke because, you know, I'm from Indiana and I wasn't 21. So there weren't any machines. So I asked this guy to get me a Coke at the bar because I was afraid to go in. And he was this really attractive, like handsome 40-year-old man. And he took me out to dinner in a limo. This is, again, a long time ago. Oh. He didn't kill me. And I had the most romantic date ever. And I was like, and then the next morning, I mean, barely a few hours later, I had sushi for the first time. And I was like, California is the best place in the whole world.
I was like,
I have to move here. So I.
And you had no money. You had barely any money, right? Like you were literally like, you were like young and broke.
They had, as a flight attendant, they served those Biscoff cookies. So I like lived on Biscoff cookies and per diem money. And I don't know, like if I wanted a car, I'd go work at a car dealership for a short time. Uh-huh. If I wanted my lips, I'd work at this place. So I just was very much like, I was a hard worker.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And to this day I can, you know, work almost anybody under the table,
you
but
can.
Yeah, I don't mind to work. I like to work. So, and I love what I do. Literally, I started it when I was 17 and I never left. So it's, I dream about it in the shower. I love it. Like I live for the makeover. I live for it. Even after all these years, it's so much fun for me. It's just like arts and crafts.
No, it really is. And I think that's the thing. I think you're just like, I don't know. I just think, well, first of all, that's like one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. And like, what a curveball, because I really wasn't expecting that. And like, here I thought I knew everything about you. But you actually won The Price is Right.
I did.
That is the sickest thing ever. Did you take the trip to Italy?
I took my mom to Italy.
Yes!
Yeah. It was our first time. It was awesome. I loved it. I loved it. I had to pay quite a bit of tax on that moped though, but it was worth it.
It's that time of year, the Genesis Signature event, where you can discover the details that make the Genesis GV80 SUV special. Featuring the GV80's navigation system with 14.5-inch HD screen that seamlessly integrates smartphone connectivity and cloud technology for faster and more accurate routing, allowing access to key features easily through the expansive touchscreen. My kids love to follow the navigation on the HD screen and play their favorite music when I'm driving around Los Angeles. And whether we're running errands around the city or driving in a downpour up and over the canyon roads, the GV80 drive modes can handle all types of terrain, switching between 5 different drive modes for a distinct change in the GV80's performance and settings. My family is everything to me, and their safety is always my top priority, which is why I love driving the Genesis GV80. So light up the holidays with the gift of a new Genesis at the Genesis Signature event. Okay, so you moved to California shortly after that, right? You're like, this is it. I'm in love with this place. This is the dream.
Oh my gosh, yes. Here's the funny thing is, so I had just graduated from nursing school and I was still a flight attendant, so I kept that gig going.
Oh my God.
And I decided I would move downtown because I thought for sure that's where it's happening, right? Because, you know, I'm from Indiana and
nope,
I just thought.
Not.
So.
Not.
Anyway, so I moved downtown LA.
Oh, God.
And I worked at Good Samaritan Hospital. Yeah, and then I started doing, and I thought, here's the crazy thing is I was from Indiana and the doctor that I worked for was from California. And he got a nurse pregnant in Indiana, which is how he even stayed there. I'm not sure how that, I can't remember the reason he was there. But that's why I already had my dual license
right.
in California, because
right.
I'd come back and help him with hair transplants
right.
and different things. So yeah, so I was traveling back and forth and then I just literally moved here after my Price is Right trip. And yeah, I don't know. I love it. I love it here. I love, you know, home is always nice wherever home is.
Yeah, but, yeah, of course. But then you get,
now my
okay.
kids are city kids.
Well, so then you get married at some point. How, like how yes. much later was that? And had you already started your practice before you got married?
Yeah. I mean, my first marriage, I guess I'm going to call that a mulligan because it was under a year. So it was a do-over, but
we call it a blip in my house. Yes. It was a blip.
Yeah. The second one didn't work either. I guess it doesn't work for me, but I do have three beautiful children.
All at once. Can I add all at once?
All at once. Yes. I gave birth to triplets.
Literally carried them full term as far as you can with triplets.
Yes. Then-
my dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yes. Had triplets, and she mothers very hard, three triplets. Two girls, one boy. It's wild.
We used to do photo shoots at my house, which you've done at my former home, yes. Which you've been there,
yes.
Actually.
Yes.
But it was so funny. They were doing a photo shoot with Lily Collins. And I was huge. I'm carrying around four people. I'm giant. I'm like a whale, like just literally like giant. I have walked like an old pair of scissors. And I pulled the big Sub-Zero refrigerator open. And you've had two births, but I never had a birth experience. So I opened the door and I told my mom was there, thank God. And I said, Mom, I peed myself. And she said, no, you didn't. She goes, your water broke.
Oh, God.
And I had a famous patient and I was like, I can't cancel on this person. Like I have to go see her. And I said, I don't have her number. She's my first one. I have to go see her and then I'll go check it out. And my mom said, well, I've got a number and it's called 911. I'm going to call it if you don't go to the doctor first.
She's like, Jamie, your water has broke and you have triplets in your stomach. You're not going to do a procedure at the moment. You're not well. Yes.
So I went to the doctor and then they admitted me and then my kids were born 4 days later. But oh yeah, God. So they didn't let me go. But yeah, my water did break. So thank goodness my mother, I didn't know that it doesn't have to be this big gush. It can be like a little like leak. So that's another thing to be aware of. No lipo at 17 and beware of thinking you peed yourself because maybe your water broke. I don't know.
Fair enough. For those pregnant, just know you didn't pee. Possibly your water could be broken. Truth. Okay, so we're divorced. We are not married now. And we have triplets that are 11, right?
12. They just 12. Turned 12.
So 12. Again. So I will say you're one of the hardest, absolute one of the hardest working women and anything, women or men that I've ever met. And, you know, I do think that your love for what you do is so apparent because you never like don't show up for people. Like you just don't, it's weird because, you know, as a stylist in my like sort of height of the styling career, everyone used to ask me like, what separates you? And my answer was always, I don't think of it as work. I love it. I don't say, mm-hmm. Oh, I got to go to work. This is my job. Like, da da da. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the money. And
yeah,
I outworked everyone, you know, and it wasn't a competition. It was just the drive for the love of what you do. Right. And so I really don't see that in that many people. And I've just always been attracted to that in you always because you just, and you're the funniest and it's like, you're just so not the norm, right? I think nothing about you is the norm. And I love that.
That's so sweet.
And I think, but I do want to say that like your patients/clients can't do anything without you. They're like, oh my God, you have to take me. I just got off the plane. Oh my God, I have six red carpets this week. I have to come by. And if you guys could know who sees her, you would die. Because it's like people that like you don't think see anybody because they're just that genetically gifted. But, you know, I think, I don't know. I think for as daring and fearless as you are, I think that you also just make people look like them, their best selves, whatever that means. You know, whether that's just topically skin, whether that's injecting, whether that's whatever. But I think, you know, what something I do want to talk about is that you're also an entrepreneur on top of that. And you have, you do QVC.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just started doing Amazon Live. Right. And yeah. So
tell me with what? With your amazing product line.
Yes.
Jamie's terrible at promoting herself. Yeah.
No. Yeah. With I have a skincare line and beauty tool line. And
the tools are insane.
Yeah. I think, I try to create things that are missing in the marketplace. Like I noticed I always had to do more filler and Botox on people on their sleeping side. So I created the pillow. Mm-hmm. I have beauty tools. I always kind of think of skincare as a fuel and a beauty tool is like the automobile and you need both to get somewhere. So I think it's the future of beauty, like in skincare.
Who's your biggest fan of the pillows? My kids.
Oh, really?
My kids fight over your pillows. Yes.
Oh, really?
They love them.
I love your, I don't know your youngest son, but Sky is so cute. You're going to have trouble with that one.
He just loves coming into your office. He loves all the things. He loves the roller. He's like, Mom, because now he's like a teen boy that wants a defined jawline. And Wendy showed him the roller.
His hair is so cute.
Cute.
I noticed that with my son. He's like, it's so much time with the haircut. I'm like, wow.
Oh God. It's the hair and the jawline for boys. This too. They want this. They want a sharp jawline. That's the thing. So, but I love your products. I also really love the tools but I don't know. I think one of the things I'm attracted to about you is you just like, it's funny because you are a salesperson, but yet you never promote yourself.
Aww.
You don't.
Well, I don't. Well, you're pretty great yourself. Oh, I mean, so. I don't think that people, if they would look at you from a distance, know how hard you work. I would always, you know, there's a lot of people that ask me to do like activations or things, but I would always come to the table with you. And I know other people, like I know Randa said that about you. And I mean, it's a huge compliment because you work so darn hard, but you never let them see you sweat. Like, I don't know how you do it actually. Like, you are mesmerizing to me. Oh, and it's, I love that you put your best self out there. And I do think that's important. I think when you look good, you feel good, you do good, you live good. Mm-hmm. And I think that so many women and so many moms, especially, you know, they'll spend $300 on a t-shirt that their kids will wear one time, but to put into something for themselves, sometimes I think there's that message that, you know, we have to, like, that's bad. That's
Like it's bad for moms to look after themselves, right?
I think there's definitely that feeling like you can give to your employer, you can give to your kids or your partner, but it's bad when you do things for yourself. Yeah. So I never really got that. I don't know why I didn't pick that up, but I do think you have to tend your garden. I actually went through, I'll say my testimony is like after I got divorced, like the kids, like around COVID, my mom passed away. Cause I used to do maybe not as much as like the full glam that you do, which I love that you do that, but gosh, you do feel better. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe that shouldn't be the thing, but
No. I believe that. I think, listen, I've always believed that the outside informs the inside and the inside informs the outside. At the end of the day, you have to feel good inside. You have to. Like, taking away from the outside for a minute, if you're not at peace, it's hard to really function properly and fully, right? And put your, you know, you can fake it for a while, but after a while, it really wears you down, right? But at the end of the day, I think for it, for me, I can't go out without a 5-minute face or whatever, because I'll look down instead of looking up. And that may not be like the right thing to say. And, you know, listen, right, not all of us are Olivia Culpo or, you know, Zendaya or whoever, just is this like J-Lo airbrushed by God. Like, you know, it's like, for me, whatever that means, that like concealer, mascara, a lip, or like coming to see you and get my face tightened and blazered and spots off. It's like you look at people differently. You just do. It's like a, it's like a looking down versus talking to people. In my personal experience, when you feel good, you just go out like, hey, you know, like it, all your good things come to the top when you feel good about yourself, you know, in my opinion.
I'm with you. And like you said, it doesn't have to be about a procedure or anything. It's just like kind of feeling, you
get
know,
dressed, and
getting ready. Yeah. So it's so true.
Dressed, put like, clothes on.
I did get depressed like during COVID, like I wasn't getting my hair and makeup on. And yeah, I still am not like getting as fully dressed as I used to.
You're gorgeous. Stop.
But I mean, it's just kind of coming back, but it took a minute to get back on the hamster wheel and I just didn't feel as good. So it's forget about like, you know, everyone else. I think we do it for ourselves.
Exactly. But, that's what I always say. It's not for anyone.
Maybe it shouldn't be. But
no,
it is.
I think you have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for yourself. And I tell anyone who will listen about that. Like, people are like, well, what? I don't understand. If you're home alone, do you wear makeup? I'm like, I had COVID and didn't leave my room for 10 days and had a full cat eye. Like, literally lashes, a liquid line and concealer and like a clear gloss because I couldn't look in the mirror. I was like, you look like dead woman walking, get it together, you know? And I wasn't seeing anyone. Roger loves me without makeup, but it's not about him.
Right.
Right. My boys think I always look like a princess. Don't care. I mean, I care, but like at the end of the day, I think it's hard enough to be a woman. And I think whatever it is, some women feel better without makeup and they can't wait to wash it off. Great. Godspeed. But I think at the end of the day, I think whatever works. And I think what you do is magic. And I think that, you know, I'm very grateful for you as a friend, but also because you always make me feel good. And sometimes I'll just text you a couple of days after I see you and be like, whatever you did, I love. Thanks for my face. And listen, and that's, you know, that could be nothing injecting. That could be just like she did 10 different lasers on me or like.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to like for those people listening that don't care, like are scared of injectables or whatever. She does so many magical things and has all these machines at her spa that like my son came in with me and started sitting on the roller thing and then the cool thing and then the thing. There's so many things in there. It's such a fun place to be with like your sister, your friends, a bachelorette. I don't know. I don't work there and I'm really just telling you, if you haven't been to Jamie's beauty clinic, you have to go. It's magical and you're never going to want to leave. And there's room there to sleep, actually.
Yeah, it's a big place. I love this, the new space. Yeah.
So what's next for you, my friend? What is next for you?
What's next? I'm growing the skincare.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of other skincare brands kind of grew during COVID because, you know, people weren't coming into clinic.
Yeah.
But I mean, my mom passed and it was just like a weird time for me. So I don't know. I
more skin products.
I dated John, as you know, and it was just
John Mellencamp, everybody. Indiana.
Yes. Who's a god in Indiana and to me. Like I love him to death. So grateful for that relationship. And it helped me through such a hard time. But yeah, I don't know. The world started back and everything. So I'm just kind of like getting back on track and getting going and like newly and motivated and inspired. So I'm looking forward to 24. So I feel like we've got things situated here and just growing the brand. And I do think that I have a different message, and it's not so much about procedure based. I do think it is more like self-care, because I did have like a moment of not doing anything. And my gosh, it was not good for me. Like it was kind of like a darker time.
Yeah.
So it's just like not even wanting to brush my teeth or comb my hair. And it was just like, I don't know. I do think that when you look good, you feel good, you do good, you live good. I just am nicer. I'm more productive.
Yeah. I think it's been a dark couple of years for a lot of people. And I think that's why every day I feel like a topic somewhere is mental health. And I think there's such focus on it for our kids and for us. And I do think that most people have gone through some iteration of depression over the last like couple of years. I think whatever that looks like for you, whether it lasts 2 days or 2 years or 2 weeks, it doesn't matter. But I do think that it's nice now, everyone's sort of coming out with this like fresh sort of like, wow, that was dark. Okay. This is what I need to like fill my cup to like actually make me want to get out of bed and motivate me and make me happy. And it's okay. And I do think you're right. And something I do want to just reiterate is like, I think as women in general, but I think even more so as working mothers, and in your case, a single working mother, which is, dear God, to triplets, it's not easy. And I think there is this stigma and guilt that we carry, which is like, got to take care of everyone else. Got to take care of everyone else. Can't take care of ourselves. And I think you're right about that. And I'm glad that you help so many women take care of themselves and without the guilt. All right. Well, I love you. I'm going to let you go tend to your children and to your, and to your patients. I love you. I'll see you in the next, 10 days. Cause got to see you before I leave. Last person I see, first person I see when I come back. It's that time in the show when I answer two listener questions. So let's see what we have today. What's one place you've never traveled to that you've always wanted to go? God, I feel like there's a lot. Honestly, there's so many places in France I still want to go to. Places in Italy. I've actually never been to Lake Como. I'm dying to go to Lake Como. I'm dying to go to the Maldives. I'm dying to go to New Zealand. Oh my God. There's a lot. But I'm not someone, in full disclosure, that loves the super cultural trips. When I go on vacation, I actually want to just be in a magically beautiful place where I can just kind of relax a bit. But yeah, those are definitely some more places in the south of France and all over France, and definitely some more magical places in Italy and Spain. I don't know. There's a lot of, when I think about it, I just like pretended I was in all those places for a moment. Okay. Second question. How often do you switch out your handbags? I get stuck carrying the same bag all the time just because of convenience. That's actually funny. My sister literally never changes her handbag, and she always has this huge bag with her wherever she goes, and it makes me crazy. I change my bag quite a lot, actually, because I have different bags for different reasons. And like my like more precious bags, like my Birkins or Kelly's, like I won't carry those on days where I'm like running around and doing errands and like picking up kids and stuff like that, because every nick on one of those bags costs money. But I do have bags that I like to just have in my everyday life that I can throw around that aren't as precious. And then, of course, like for evening, I mean, I carry a different bag every time I go out, because it depends on what I'm wearing. But a bag is such a part of a look, I feel like. So yeah, that's a long-winded way of saying I change them very often. Okay, so don't forget to submit your questions for next week's episode. All you have to do is DM us your questions to @ClimbingHeelsPod on Instagram, and I might just answer your question. Thank you so much to Nurse Jamie for coming on the pod. She is definitely one of a kind in the beauty and skincare industry. I have never heard a story like hers. It's pretty epic. And I hope you really enjoyed it and appreciated her journey as much as I did, because At the end of the day, as unconventional and funny as Jamie is, she is truly brilliant at what she does. Obviously, she's pretty fearless about doing things to herself, but I think more so it is very contradictory of her approach to women because she is so light-handed and natural with her clients that you would never know people that she actually works with. I promise you, because I know a lot of them. And you probably think they do nothing, but they do a lot. It's a whole lot of subtle things, I promise you. Also, it's like working 100 jobs to get to where she is now and working multiple jobs at once, all while being a single mom of 3 kids that are triplets. Anyone know how hard that is? So I do want to just really just take a moment of appreciation for Jamie. Anyway, I just want to point out that her products are amazing. My family loves her products. They love her tools. My kids literally steal my face rollers and the pillows, honestly, because then you wake up with no creases on your face. They're amazing. I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved it. It made me laugh a lot. If you want more Climbing in Heels content, follow me on @RachelZoe and @ClimbingInHeelsPod on Instagram for more updates on upcoming guests, episodes, and all things Curator. I will see you next week.